flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right back from Cornette. Jason Tatum.
I love this version of Tatum.
Last shot of the quarter here for the Celtics. One more three would tie the highest in an NBA quarter this year. There it is.
Wow.
The Celtics have now hit 10 threes in the third quarter. Injured? Better phone stone.
Shooting really well. And he might be continuing to do that. With Sam Hauser sticking to three. That's 19.
New Year's Eve went well for the Celtics. But they've not been playing great outside of that. They destroyed the Raptors, 125-71.
Oh, yep.
That third quarter was just gross. What was it?
It was not competitive.
45-18
yeah.
In the third quarter on New Year's Eve. So the Celtics, after Mazzulla called them out to a degree for their effort and pointed out something we've been talking about, they've already lost more games at the Garden this year than they did all of last year, mm-hmm. and that's playoffs included. They've matched that number 6. But they only lost 4 regular season games at the Garden. So Mazzulla called them out. They answered. But Mazzulla called them out for a reason going into that game. They had lost 3 out of 4. They had lost 4 out of 6 going into the New Year's Eve game against Toronto. And they have not played well. And to hear the head coach questioning their effort and their ability to dig in at the defensive end, I think is noteworthy. Calling out their record at home, I think, is noteworthy. Because I think Mazzulla knows this team is, I don't want to say teetering.
No.
They're still number 2 in the East. I think they still have the 3rd best record in the NBA.
The Knicks are
catching up.
Knicks are cooking. They've won 9 straight. They're a half game behind them. So the Celtics could easily fall down to 3rd. Not that that's the be-all, end-all either. I mean, how many years was LeBron not the 1 seed and then would just coast through the Eastern Conference? So it would take quite a bit to be fully alarmed with the Celtics or question their ability to repeat. However, it's not nothing. They're 3-4, I think, in their last 7 games.
Yeah.
And it's, you can go all the way back to they lost that Marcus Smart reunion game. Then they split with the Bulls. They lose
split
to the
Pacers.
They've had issues with the Magic, I feel like, over the last few years.
Yeah.
You split with the Pacers, and it's just, if the threes are falling, it's just a runaway freight train. 142 points the other night against Indiana. Like, they are unbeatable when they're hitting their threes. Then when they're not,
okay,
it's like, all right, I guess we'll just keep taking more.
But the one thing we said all off, independent of injuries, the one thing we said all off season is what could bite them? Complacency.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing, I think.
That is exactly what we're seeing. Now, it's December into January. Is it just a blip? It might just be a blip. But I think when Mazzulla calls the team out about A, their home record, and B, their effort, I think he sees it and he's worried about it to a degree. You know, he also said he's going to relish the upcoming schedule and all the difficult games they have coming up, starting with Minnesota tonight, which should be a fun game.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, look, maybe we're panicking over nothing. That's possible. But we said all offseason, outside of injuries, what could bite them? Complacency. And they're complacent. And I think some of it is how they play offense, Keith. I do. It's a lazy way to play offense. Launch up a bunch of threes is a lazy way to play offense, and it helps you fall into bad habits, and I think they've fallen into some bad habits.
But then I think I agree, because then you go back on the defensive end, and like, so you're just on offense where you're not really working for much. You kind of swing the ball around a couple times, then a guy takes a three, misses, and you kind of jog back on defense, and then it seems like they're either leaving guys open or whatever. Like, their defense isn't very good or very consistent. I think it can be good, but it hasn't been super consistent. You know, it is one of those things where every year you have the team that is the defending champion, and whatever opponent you play in the regular season views you as like their season. Like, that's the ultimate measuring stick game, right? Like, if Orlando looks at the Celtics, hey, if we could beat the Celtics, or like the Cavs game like a month ago, if we could beat the Celtics. Like, it means so much more to the other team than to you. But still, you need to overcome that. Like, you need to, you're still the better team night in and night out. You need to prove it. And that's why I think this next four-game stretch is fascinating. It's all on the road, and it's against four of the best teams in the league. So Minnesota, then you get Ime Udoka in Houston, then you get Oklahoma City, and then Denver. Like, that is an awesome stretch where this shouldn't be difficult to get up for this game. If it's like late December against Indiana or Chicago.
Yeah, or New Year's Eve against Toronto.
I get it.
I would get coasting in that one. Not that they did.
Although Christmas against Philly, that's annoying.
That was a bad game.
You have a lead, you let it slip away on you. Like, that's really annoying. That's one where you would think, hey, it's NBA on Christmas, you'd want to play really well.
Yeah.
But so that one's frustrating. But I think this next four-game stretch, you have a TNT game tonight, which I feel like guys usually get up for. I think the Denver game is also a TNT game. So how do they look? How do they play in these four? I mean, I'd like to see them, you know, go 3-1 or whatever.
That's what I was going to stretch.
Say. I think that'd be good.
You win 3 out of 4? You win all four? Well, then, okay, we were wrong and we were panicking about a bad stretch where you were complacent in December. If you split or drop, you know, three of the games or something like that, it's not as easy to flip the switch as a lot of people assume. And I'll tell you, Minnesota has not been great this year. I think they're 2 games over .500, 17 and 15, something like that.
Yeah. But
they've not been great, but they're talented. And every time these teams play, including earlier this year, it is a highly competitive, fun watch. I remember saying this after the Minnesota game, which the Celtics won. It'd be a great NBA Finals. I don't know that Minnesota's going to get there. They're not playing the same level they were last year, but that would be a great Finals matchup and a fun matchup between these two teams. So it'll be worth a watch, if for no other reason the competitiveness out there, but also to see if the Celtics have flipped a switch after Mazzulla called them out.
Trying to see what Anthony Edwards over under is. I think it's 24.5, which it's right around his average, but I would take the over. Like, I feel like that's the type of guy that is going to have look at the Celtics and try to go, you know, beat for beat. But same thing with the guys in the Celtics, because Anthony Edwards, we're talking about this during like the Olympic process and things like that, is Tatum might be a better player than Edwards. Edwards, I think, is better than Brown. But Edwards has a personality. He's already been, like, in a movie. Like, he is more marketable.
He's Santa Claus. Well, I don't know if he's...
I think he's more marketable. You don't think so?
I don't know.
Tatum's in a lot of
Tatum's
stuff.
Tatum's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
but
what are you doing?
Right, but who is more entertaining?
No, that's true. Tatum's marketable insofar as he's safe.
Yeah.
Like, you can throw your logo on him, and you don't have to worry about a scandal. You don't have to worry about being like, oh, man, we're committed to this guy. So you're fine. But Anthony Edwards is way more charismatic.
Yeah.
But then
what did he just get fined for by the league? He was
Anthony
like,
Edwards?
I don't do OT, but a lot of curses mixed in there. He's like, he went, it was against the Rockets, I think, right?
Okay.
And he took a three when they were down two, and he won the game, and they interviewed him after the game, like, why'd you take that three? He's like, I don't do overtime. Except with, like, a lot of F words in there.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. And so, no, it should be a fun game tonight, and we're already getting tweets from our buddy Ray. At Jones WEEI,
right, what's
at Keith 21, Terp, help these two out. They're talking about December NBA like it means something. Well, let's see.
Well, let's wait 6 months and we'll pick up the basketball talk.
And if they sweep the road trip and they win all four games, don't tell me those January games mean anything either. Just be consistent. I'm going to read into them. I don't think they're playing good basketball, and more importantly, their coach doesn't think they're playing good basketball. So let's see how they handle this trip starting in Minnesota tonight.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.